gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Lost World Reptiles is...
Gino Sassani.
Here to answer your reptile questions, as well as we're open to your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your pets than with the special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a great treat to use for your pets. It's full of a creamy paste that your cats will absolutely fall in love with. And by the way, you can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can also find it in your pet stores and at Walmart.com. Don't forget about Good Pets food supplements and treats for your dogs. It will give them a healthier life. You can enter a promo code of PETS in their promo box on their website to save 10%, and that's goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget, if you want to join me at Tropical Costa Rica, basically you can check it out at 800-581-8942 or go to TalkinPets.com and click on Costa Rica. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch, and we want to hear from you.
One, two, one, two, three.
There will be no turkey dinner on my table Christmas time. I've changed my ways of living, body cleansing, feeling fine. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, it's just my cup of tea. And I'll be stringing soybeans out for my synthetic Christmas tree. Please don't pass the gravy, less the soy milk in the base. I'm not interested in ham, don't you know that one's had a face? I prefer my cashew nut roast with my couscous tofu bake. And have you tried the mango chutney? Oh, it's just like Grandma used to make.
Amber Canavan is a manager of vegan campaigns at the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, otherwise known as PETA, where she focuses mainly on helping animals used for food. Her victories include persuading Costco, Target, and Albertsons to stop selling coconut milk sourced from brands that depend on forced monkey labor in Thailand, getting Kikkoman to end decades-long experiments on animals, and helping to get a ban on the sale of foie gras from force-fed birds passed in New York City. Before coming to PETA, she earned a bachelor's degree in environmental studies from the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry. I want to welcome onto the program right now, Amber Canavan. Hey, Amber, how you doing?
Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to have you. I want to introduce you to Gino and also our producer here, Devin, in the studio.
Hey, Amber.
Hi,
how you doing?
And then, of course, all of America that's tuned in right now as well. So a big shout out to you guys. So we brought Amber on, and we're going to talk about a certain subject here, and it has to do involving a situation with the ASPCA and HSUS. So, Amber, first of all, how long have you been working with PETA?
About 9 years.
Wow, that's a long time, I guess. You know, considering a lot of people leave jobs sooner. I've been doing this job for 34 years, so I've got you beat.
I'll get there someday.
Yes. So I want to find out. Now, you guys are basically, PETA's calling the Humane Society of the United States and the also HSUS, I believe, regarding the Global Animal Partnership. And first of all, can you let America know what exactly is the Global Animal Partnership? Is that kind of like NATO in politics, basically?
Right. Well, it certainly seems to have a nice name, but it's Global Animal Partnership, also known as GAP, and they're behind those nice sounding and nice looking labels that you'll find on packages of meat at Whole Foods, for example. You know, it has imagery of, you know, animals who are living a good life. But PETA has investigated multiple sites that were Global Animal Partnership certified and found some rampant bad things happening there. So rampant abuse and suffering at all 12 Global Animal Partnership certified sites we visited, and demonstrating that the GAP certification program is, in short, a sham. And we're spreading the word about that.
So how long is the Global Animal Partnership, how long has that been into effect?
Oh, it's been going on for well over a decade. PETA was actually one of, also on the board of this organization very early on, but we ended up stepping down after realizing that there were some very serious problems and shortcomings with it. Some other of the animal organizations have also stepped down, but the Humane Society of the United States and the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and another organization called CIWF have remained on the board even after hearing from us from multiple, you know, investigations where, for example, at Plainville Farms was a GAP-certified turkey farm. Turkeys were being kicked, stomped, punched, thrown, beaten. Animals on other farms had, you know, large prolapses that were bloody and untreated for long periods of time. And they've still remained on the board and stood by this certification program that has some very, very bad problems with it.
So I know, like, you're a vegan, and there are vegans throughout the country, obviously. But a lot of people still eat meat, obviously. But the factor here is the way that, and that's what you're trying to make a difference, I believe, is in the way the animals are treated at these, you know, places, like factory farms, basically. And also, can you let people know what is the definition of a factory farm?
Yeah, so what we ended up finding was that despite all of the advertising and marketing that this GAP program put forward to the public, when you actually look behind the scenes, you are seeing factory farm conditions. And factory farms are where animals are crammed together. They can be mutilated, often without painkillers, forcefully impregnated, have their babies taken away, be denied access to sunlight and fresh air. You know, all the things that make, you know, life worth living. Animals are reduced to objects for profit. And that's exactly what we ended up finding when we started looking into farms and other facilities that have all this humane washing, which is similar to greenwashing, right? They're trying to make something look humane that can't be.
So it's almost like a prisoner being in prison and put in solitary confinement where there's nothing around and hardly anything to eat or drink, and they're kind of living in the dark. And hence, kind of like the way calves are raised for veal. Am I correct on that?
So, even on Global Animal Partnership certified farms, we found that animals were still being kept in, you know, large sheds crammed together without access to the outdoors. They can still be mutilated. They can have the tips of their beaks removed in the in the case of the egg industry, they can have their babies, you know, stressfully and traumatically torn away from them. And ultimately, they all end up at the slaughterhouse.
I wanted to ask you about that, but we got to take a little break. So don't go away. We're speaking. If you've got a question or a comment for Amber, we're open to it at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call in. But once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
I'm Devin Leach.
And we're speaking with Amber Canavan. She is the manager of vegan campaigns at the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, otherwise known as PETA. And this is Talkin' Pets. Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. Does your morning coffee leave you with heartburn or an upset tummy? Regular coffee's high acidity can turn your daily ritual into a digestive nightmare. Meet Life Boost Coffee. Naturally low acid, smooth and gentle on the stomach. Enjoy bold, rich flavor without the burn. You know, for a limited time only, get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. But hurry, this deal won't last. Visit lifeboostcoffee/pets now to claim your discount. Finally, love your coffee and love your belly. Life Boost Coffee, brew the healthy choice.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Thank you.
Hurricane, who became the most decorated police dog in United States history after defending former President Barack Obama and his family from a White House intruder in 2014, has died. He was 15. The Belgian Malinois died on Wednesday, February 12th, according to a joint Instagram post shared by police dog equipment supplier Ray Allen Manufacturing and Canine Hurricane Heroes, a nonprofit founded and run by the late dog's longtime handler, Marshall Mirachi. Today, we say goodbye to our friend, a hero, and one of the best good boys out there, the captain read it part in part. Hurricane, who retired in 2016, was not only an amazing Secret Service dog and later a positive force through his namesake nonprofit, which provided retired police and military dogs with veterinary care, but he also had an uncanny ability to read people, per the caption. Rest easy, Hurricane, the tribute concluded. You're a damn good dog. Visit TalkinPets.com for more and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer if you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away. And then a hero strength to carry on.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And we are live right now. I will shoot myself in the foot. It's been a very stressful week for me. And that was my glitch. But you got to listen to a little bit of an interview previously with Renfu, which is now one of my favorite people out there in the world.
That was a fun interview.
He was really cool.
Kind of jealous.
And he's a vegan.
Yes.
But he invited us any time from the show if we ever want to go out to his house, meet his wife and kid and everything, and hang out with the animals.
Yeah, I'm down.
We're down.
And I'm trying to coerce him, actually, to bring out another album, because I think his music made everybody happy.
It really did.
Do you think that he would be mad if I went into his house going, shot, 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 shot? It's one of the best songs.
We could be at his front gate, because he has this huge front gate, and we could all be out there just going, shot, 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 shot. He'll be like, who are these weirdos?
They're at it again.
But that was cool when he came on. He was part of Unchained, which is like a TV kind of, it's like TV internet. Mm. And he did an episode, a one-hour episode with his wife on vegan cooking and all. And also did like an interview like on their farm and the animals, rescue animals that he has and everything. And, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, the more, for reasons beyond knowing, I think I'm turning into a vegetarian.
Really? Yeah, I think I'm kind of having to head that way, too. Meat has been hurting my stomach, like, really. Especially red meat. Yeah. I can't eat red meat anymore. I get, like, so sick.
It's just the price, for one thing.
Mm, yeah.
It's extremely expensive, for one thing. The other thing is that, I don't know, I keep seeing a face every time I eat meat now.
Does that make sense? Like,
it's weird.
It's
weirding me out.
When you're in that situation where you do have to raise a cow or a pig or chicken, goats, and you can identify it,
mm-hmm.
and you're just kind of like, 100%. I can't do that anymore. You're just like, nope.
Yeah, no, that is 100% right, yep. Because I'm just going to say, I had chicken wings the other night,
mm-hmm.
and the whole time I sat there eating them, like, I have 7 chickens yep. that I consider my pets.
Yep.
You know, I eat it's their
rough.
Eggs.
It's rough.
That's why I think I would be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I could definitely give up meat. Sometimes I think I'd want it, but it's just so expensive.
Sure. All valid points.
But I think, yeah, I think after you stop eating it, maybe mm-hmm. you would just do better. And like that interview with Renfu, you don't know Bobby, I don't think.
I know Bobby.
But you know, Lexi, you know Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby was 330 pounds, and he was a very unhappy man.
Okay.
He's like 150 now.
Wow.
And he bikes and runs every day.
Okay.
And he's just so much happier. It's like, I look at the things that he posts on, you know, the internet and stuff, and I'm like, where's the old Bobby at? He's like, Bobby hated veganism and everything like that, and now he's 100% vegan. And you know what? I applaud him.
Yep.
You definitely have to do it right, though, because I feel like a lot of people become vegetarians or they become vegan, and then you're not getting... Because we are omnivores. Like, that is what we are. We are meant to eat meat just because of that, and you need a lot of those vitamins that do... Vitamins, minerals, whatever, that comes from animals. Like, iron is a huge one. So if you're not getting that in the right vegetables, the right proteins, the right anything like that, then it's not going to be the right style for you, and you're going to lose a lot of weight, and you can get really sick. There's a lot of people that go vegan that don't do it right. They don't eat the right stuff, and then they become really malnourished because they're not eating the right stuff. So if you're gonna do it, you have to commit and actually do the research and do it properly.
You know, I 100% agree with you. I tried giving up red meat several years ago. I did it for 3 years, mm-hmm. but I was not getting, I couldn't put on any, and I go to the mm-hmm. gym all the time. I couldn't put on any muscle weight. I was losing weight too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. And it's my own fault. Just like the beginning of the show today. but it was like I didn't do my studying to realize, and I have to cook my own food. I don't mm-hmm. have any kind of chef or anything like
yeah.
that. So it's like the thing is that it's hard to get adjusted to that. So mm-hmm. I ended up going back to meat. And the thing was, is like the first month, I was puking
sick,
up my
yeah.
guts. Every mm-hmm. It took me a while to get used to eating it again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a burger from McDonald's. And
That's not even real meat.
No.
Exactly that.
No, but I threw it up out the window of my car.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. People that eat meat that eat McDonald's sometimes throw it up.
But whenever I had like a steak, though, I always had to put like a covering over it.
Mm.
Like some kind of like sauce or something to kind mm-hmm. of take away
that.
And I know
factor.
It sounds weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what worked for me to get back on it, but now I'm kind of like more and more I don't want to be on it anymore.
Again, it's a journey if you want to go down it.
Yeah.
Hey, you just have to know, like Lexi said, the consequences, and also be mindful of the things that you'll be missing out on if you don't.
You have to you'd end up having to take supplements. Like, yeah. you have to take, like, an iron, or you have to take magnesium, or even potassium. If you're not eating the right foods, then you're not getting that in your day-to-day eating, so then you have to take vitamins.
But bottom line, though, it may come to a point where we're not going to have a choice anyway, because look at the poultry farms, mm-hmm. All the chickens that are being destroyed because of bird flu, and now the cattle. Because the cattle in the West Coast are getting bird flu, and you can't eat that either. And they found it in raw milk, and then it is in your pasteurized milk, but it's supposedly dead in your pasteurized milk. But, you know, these illnesses are out there. And the thing that worries me is our government at this point in time apparently don't want to let the American people know. But we need to know,
yeah.
because we need to make changes for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have to decide whether we want to risk, you know, eating it or not. It's not at that point right now, but you never know. A pandemic could break out, and then we're not going to have choices. But on that note, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to have a story from Marcus, but also we're going to play Name That Animal Sound. And if you can name that animal sound, we will send you something. And guess what, guys? Life Boost Coffee is back,
boop, boop.
And they're allowing me to give a bag of coffee away. So I see
you
where the choices
are
probably going to be.
You have a lot of good choices this time.
Yes.
I'm a little jealous.
Yep. Hey, so pick up the phone. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. This is Live Talkin' Pets.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code, Radio4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio4. Again, that's promo code Radio4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Out of Watauga County, North Carolina, more than 4 months ago, Sandy's owner passed away, shattering her world and leaving her homeless. Now the senior cat is waiting for someone who will love her for the remainder of her life. According to the Watauga Humane Society, Sandy is a queen in every sense of the word. They write, "She is full of personality, strong-willed, and not afraid to make her needs known. And what does she need most? Time, love. A person who understands that her love language is simply being together, even if that just means sitting side by side in quiet companionship. Explaining the toll that living without a family is taking. But after 125 days in the shelter, Sandy is struggling. Her appetite has waned, and her spirit feels heavy, and her golden heart is longing for something we can't give her, a home. A recent vet visited revealed early signs of kidney disease, which is manageable with the special diet, but what she really needs is stability, comfort, and someone to call her own. The shelter is doing all they can to keep Sandy happy, but she needs to be in a real home with someone who will love her. Please share Sandy's story and help make that dream a reality." The shelter is at 312 Paws Way, Boone, North Carolina, 28607. And if you want to give them a call, it's 828-264-7865. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Stranded at the drive-in, branded a fool. What will they say Monday at school? Sandy, can't you see I'm in misery? You made a star.
The giant schnauzer named Monty took home the highest title of Best in Show at the 149th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, presented by Purina Poplin, under Judge Paula Nuka of Washington, Missouri. America's most prestigious dog show came to a close at the Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena, on the evening of Tuesday, February 11th. Monty, a 5-year-old male of Ocean City, New Jersey, officially known as GCHGCJH Hartmore, Wintergreen Mountain RICGCTN or TKNFITB is handled by Catherine Burnden and owned by Sandy Nordstrom. Catherine Burnden and Sherilyn Ambrose. Monty's Best bested a field over 2,500 entries in confirmation with 2 days of Best of Breed judges from Monday, February 10th through Tuesday, February 11th, held at the Jacobs K. Jukton Conservation Center. Collaborating with groups in Best in Show competition at New York City's iconic Madison Square Garden. Bourbon, the 9-year-old female whippet, officially known as GCHP CH Pennell's Kentucky Bourbon, won Reserve Best in Show with handler Chelsea Pickler Smithens on Tuesday evening. Best in Show was televised live on FS1 from New York City, iconic Madison Square Garden, the original home of the Westminster Kennel Club dog show. The Empire State Building illuminated the New York City skyline in Westminster iconic purple and gold to celebrate the 149th annual event. For the full results and video, please visit the westminsterkennelclub.org, or you can also look on Talking Pets Facebook page. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Marcus Porter.
More than strong with every step you march along. Guardian of home, protector true. In your presence, we find our cue. Giant chosen.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
I'm Lexi Adams. This sounds like one of my AI songs.
Really?
Yeah.
It might be. You never know.
Probably.
Hey, we're going to actually play...
Let the games begin!
So, we're going to play Name That Animal Sound, and if you can name this animal sound, as Marcus said earlier, we do have an array of things to give away.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually go with, from Vitacraft, we have Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks. You can go with either one of those for your cats. Those are cat treats from Vitacraft. Also, you can go with, from Good Pets Foods, you can go with a three-ray of Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint Plus, and Daily Multivitamin. And these are supplement treats for your dogs, so you can go with those. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets in the lime green today. And we also do have the bracelet, more of a kid's bracelet, but it's of penguins. It's cute. We also do have, and I'm thrilled about this one because I'm drinking it right now, and I'm drinking the espresso brand. But
I'm feeling it.
I'm telling you, I am too. My face, I could feel it going in my
you
face.
You two are jonesing right now from it. So
well, the worst like, part is that I drank a Celsius on the way here, and then you're like, oh, life.
Made espresso. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, life boost is on, and they're like, I'm making espresso. I'm like, drinking it anyway. I'm going to be up all night.
Yep. And I'll tell you, it is the best in order to wake
it
you up.
Seems to be working.
Yeah,
for them.
I got nothing. I got
but
nothing
not,
going on.
They not only have coffee, but now they have tea, and they also have energy drinks, and it's pretty cool. And by the way, just to let you know, if you go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets for Talkin' Pets listeners, which is crazy, but he's giving 58% off your first order.
Oh, that's wow. A good deal.
So I say
deal.
Buy a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's your
make first,
your first order.
Order. Huge.
Yes, I swear. But we are giving away a bag if you want to choose that. You can actually choose from one bag, or you can go with the pod box. They have a box of pods. So if you have a Keurig or something, you can go with the main roast coffee, light, medium, or dark. You can go with mushroom coffee or decaf medium. So those are your choices if you call 818-818-6401 and identify what animal this is. It sounds like a guy trying to talk on a bad mic. But it really is an animal.
I feel like you're going to stump a lot of callers with this one.
Yeah.
It's gonna be.
I've never seen coffee in a tea bag before. They have that, too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
That's what this is. It's a medium roast. And it's bags. And you just add water, hot brew or cold brew.
That's cool.
Never seen that before.
With coffee. They really are getting fancy.
Yeah, it's weird.
But I like the pods because I have a Keurig, so I like those. But the other one, I have my regular coffee pot out, but you can make like 10 cups with that thing.
All you can do is buy a pod. They sell them at the store, and they're refillable.
Oh, I know, and you can put it in there.
That's what I used to do, because they've been on before, I had the bag, and I've tried it, and that's what I had to do, is I bought the little pod and use your Keurig, and it works great.
Well, you got to name this animal. Name that animal, and you could be a winner of whatever you want to pick. So give us a call, 818-818-6401. I'll give you a little hint. Are you a Star Wars fan?
Yes.
So the woman, the...
Princess Leia.
Right. Princess Leia had those, tuffy hair on the sides.
Yes.
Whatever you call those things.
You mean her buns?
Yeah, her buns on the side.
Okay.
Well, this animal has, two buns on the side of its head. It has one on one side and one on the other, all in gray color. And they can be very ferocious.
Oh,
wait,
I know
now
it
I know
is.
It is. Okay. That was a good giveaway. All
you
right.
Think?
Yes,
I had to think about
exactly.
it for a minute, but then
once you said the grain, you're like, oh, okay, there it is, there it is.
I don't think I'd want to meet one in the wild, but and they do sound like that.
You're right. Now that you say that, I can see it now. Okay.
818-818-6401. Take a shot.
I think I do.
And you can win a prize.
Are they smaller?
No.
They're huge. Big?
They're pretty big.
Oh.
Right?
Wait, now you've confused me.
I thought it was something that was smaller.
I agree.
They're not gigantic, but...
Okay.
I hold it?
You can find... Yeah, you could. It'd be heavy. But, you know, they're on land and in trees.
Yes.
So...
No, it's not that heavy then. If it's what I'm thinking, it can't be that heavy. And I'm pretty sure I held one.
It's not that light. I don't think you held one of these.
Really
Charlton Heston may have, unwillingly.
I don't even know who that is.
So, if you know from a really old movie in the 70s, there were some of these in the...
You're being sneaky with this one.
I am. 818-818-6401. The tuft's on the side of the head.
I know.
I thought I knew,
but I was like, I have a guess, but now I'm like, now that you keep explaining it out, I'm wondering, I'm like, maybe I'm wrong.
And I think Charlton Heston said something like, in the movie, get away from me, you bloody blank. And I think it was this creature. I'm not 100% sure, but and I'll give you a real big hint. It begins with the letter B.
Nope.
Okay.
I thought it was a koala.
Exactly. I was on that page too.
Yep. Oh, wow. I thought you were talking about a koala. I was like, I've held one of those. they're not that heavy.
Yeah, you didn't hold this one. I don't think they'd let you.
Okay. It's gray still though.
Oh,
yeah,
I know
it's gray
what it is now. Okay.
818-818-6401. I think I gave enough hints. 818-818-6401.
They've been in
cartoons. They're cute in their own.
They've been in a few movies.
Yeah.
Now I know.
They're cute in their own right, but yeah, I don't think I'd want to play with one.
No.
818-818-6401. What creature is that?
Oh.
You can choose from Vitacraft, from Good Pets Foods. You can choose from Life Boost Coffee. We have the Penguin Bracelet. We have these collapsible water bowl. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's about reptiles. So those are your choices. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. And we do have books from Chicken Soup for the Soul, but I have a book to give away, The Word of Dog by Mark Rowlands. Really nice guy. He was on the show previously. So if you like dog books, maybe you want to go with that. 818-818-6401. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of Talking Pets.
Malaria can continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar has become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting, more social engagement and less social media? And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
Like rules, not the friends, kids trap, you know what it is. Yeah, my friend Greg has the biggest dog I've ever seen. He lives in Brooklyn, New York. The dog's as big as a teen. He weighs 100 pounds and eats a ton of food. But he's a real good boy. Yeah, he's a real good dude. Lots of my friends have dogs. Some of my friends have cats. I like to see their pictures on the internet. There's all types of pets. There's hamsters and there's fish. There's rabbits, dogs and frogs and cats and then chameleons. Different people have different pets.
True.
Yeah, different people have different pets.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
Yeah. Oh, Lexi Adams.
And we're going to go out to first Chris and see if Chris in New York knows the answer to what this creature is. So, Chris, before you give me an answer on that and what you think that it is, did you know the answer based on knowledge or the sound of the creature, or did you know it based on all of the clues that we gave you?
Well, I don't know if it's the correct answer or not, but if it is, it was based on the sound.
Oh, well, that's pretty good if you are right then. So what do you think it is?
And like I said, proboscis monkey.
You think it's the proboscis monkey?
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if I'm saying it right. Proboscis monkey. I don't know.
Yeah. That means you are wrong, Chris. Sorry.
It was a good guess, though.
It was a good shot, yeah. Wait, that was good.
Better than what I guessed, the koala.
Yeah, they thought
that's
koala.
That's not even close.
But Chris, try again on another one, but we're going to go to Tom in North Bend, Oregon, and Tom thinks that he knows what this is. What do you think, Tom? What kind of animal is that?
I think it is a badger.
You think it's a badger?
I've met so many stupid people in one day.
Oh.
Sorry, Tom. That is incorrect. It is not a badger.
I guess that, too.
So it's still open. Try again on another one, Tom, but it's still open out there for an answer. So I don't think it's, like, that tough, but... I said it looks like Princess Leia because it has those puffs at the side of its
head.
That's
not a good description of it. Don't trust that. Don't trust that one because that's not true.
I think
he's throwing you off. He's throwing you off the scent. That's literally what you're doing right now.
But it's all gray, different shades of gray.
Yes,
and it's not what's his name or Dakota Johnson. That's not who the Beast is. But it does have shades of gray.
Oh.
And basically, it can be very vicious.
Yes, now that...
Yeah, they are very mean. Now that I know what it is, yeah.
But if you're going for the coffee or the cat treats or the dog treats, now is the time to call. 818-818-6401. Take a guess. 818-818-6401.
Okay. I was going to say that the thing in Lion King, Rafiki, is often mistaken for this because he's not one. He's a mandrill.
Oh.
That was... but that's a good guess.
Well done. I was... we both were... Oh.
Never mind.
I would have thought...
You can tell this coffee's kicking in.
Yes. These two are josing. If you're listening right now... They are very hyped up right
now. I miss this coffee. I mean, and
they're filling their coffee.
We used to drink it every
show. And we are now, thanks because Dr. Charles came back and everything to the program, so I'm very happy about that.
If you're not on Life Boost, you're missing out.
Oh, big time.
It's the name is definitely doing you guys both well.
818-818-6401. That animal's out there. Begins with the letter B, but I'm gonna give you a story. A wiry terrier named Scrim, who became known as New Orleans' most ungovernable dog after spending 9 months of the last year on the lam following two daring escapes, has been brought to heel again. News of the end of Scrim's latest jaunt, a three-month odyssey in which he survived January's freezing temperatures and a record snowfall, actually was posted to Facebook. by Michelle Cheremy, owner of the Zeus Place Animal Rescue. It was Cheremy, actually,'s home he bolted from in November, chewing through a second-floor window screen and leaping 13 feet onto the driveway. He was staying with her while he recovered from his earlier six-month escapade, during which he fled from his adoptive family's yard and lived through a rough time in the city through a hurricane and summer temperatures above 100 degrees. He was captured in October with abrasions, a chunk of ear, and several teeth missing, and wounds suspected to be from an air pellet gun. We got him, Cheremy posted on Tuesday, for the second time in 4 months, with a promise to reveal the full story of the latest retrieval when I can breathe. For now, Cheremy said, Scrim was in the care of Dr. Joe from a small animal hospital in New Orleans. In a post when the dog scampered from her home in November, she said it was the most unbelievable scenario that I've ever had to deal with. The trail quickly went cold when the batteries in Scrim's GPS collar died within hours of his disappearance. Search parties, including people with nets and tranquilizer darts, scoured the city for him, as they had during the first escape, but came up short. He also seemed immune to baits of locally beloved Popeye's fried chicken and beef tripe. Meanwhile, Scrim built up a huge social media following during his adventures, which attracted the attention of the world's media, like Talkin' Pets, as well as the New Orleans City Council that recognized his resilience. A series of memes appeared as users discussed his prospects and following sightings in various New Orleans neighborhoods. Cheremy promised Scrim would face a more secure environment when he is discharged from the animal hospital, and before he was captured, that she plans to replace his tracking collar with an Apple AirTag. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. So we're going to go really quick out to Janet in North Bend, Oregon on that animal sound. Janet, what animal do you think that was?
A warthog.
Ooh. No, sorry, that is wrong.
We got to move quickly through these, Janet. That was incorrect. Karen in Oregon, what do you think, Karen? What animal was it? See if Karen knows. Karen in Oregon, do you think you know what it is?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay. It's either a rhinoceros or an armadillo.
Well, I'll tell you on both counts.
There's some things you're not meant to know.
And that was not one of them. Sorry, Karen, you're incorrect. Last chance for Leba in Connecticut. Leba, what do you think? You got five seconds. 5 seconds, Leba. Say the name.
Boar.
You're practically the poster child for Cheese Whiz.
Bye for now. Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.